The word today is David. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Doug Schrader. Some people mentioned in the Bible seem to have a very close relationship with God. How does that happen? What kind of attitude or behavior is most pleasing to the Lord? Here to share with us on that topic is Bible scholar Douglas Schrader. On The Word Today, David.
There has been a description of the biblical character of King David that I have rolled around in my mind for many years. It's literally been perhaps decades as a believer that I have thought about this phrase, this description of King David, and what exactly it means. I'm referring to a description of him that comes from a sermon that Paul the Apostle was preaching in the book of Acts. In Acts chapter 13, it's in the middle of a sermon. It's recounting the history of the people of Israel. And as he is counting down the kingship, Paul the Apostle says in verse 22, "After removing Saul, he," meaning God, "made David their king. He testified concerning him, 'I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do.'" That phrase, "a man after my own heart," it's been somewhat cryptic, somewhat mysterious to me. It's also been very tantalizing, something that I would like to be. And in fact, perhaps if you're listening to this today, you think, yeah, I'd like to be a person after God's own heart. What exactly does that mean, to be after God's own heart? I think it means to seek God's favor, that the Lord is tremendously pleased with you, that he's happy to have you as his child, that the Lord looks on you with a smiling disposition and is most pleased with your life. And then the answer is, well, how can we do that? How does that come about, that you can be a person after God's own heart? What does it take to be a person whom God favors and feels good about having as his child? And in looking at the life of David, on the surface, there's things that at first seem really terrific. And at first glance, David comes off looking wonderful. Like, for instance, he's the shepherd boy who composes songs for God. And he has this incredible zeal for God. And if there were one word that could capture what it means to be a person after God's own heart, I think I would have to say that it is being zealous, to have an intensity and a focus and a desire for God. And it comes out in so many different ways. I was saying David, as a young boy, composed psalms, and it seems that David used music throughout his life to praise and honor the Lord. He was never shy about singing praises to God. He was always happy to honor God with worship. And this went on even into his kingship of Israel. He wrote many different psalms that are attributed to him in the book of Psalms. Just an example of this incredible confidence that he showed in God is found in Psalm 27. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" You could see that kind of confidence and strength in the Lord, a zeal for God coming out in David when he would shepherd the sheep. He talked about chasing off the bear and the lion in protecting the sheep. He knew that God would protect him. And this really came out in one of the largest of the Old Testament stories of King David, which was when he faced Goliath. This was the Philistine giant whom everyone else cowered against, but David, full of the confidence and the zeal of the Lord, took his sling, and just as he had dispatched the lion and the bear, he also took on this giant of a man and ended up felling him, killing this enemy of God. And this zeal comes out in David, this intensity of faith for God is just such a wonderfully marvelous thing. And when we see people with a joy and a fervency for God, it's infectious. It helps lift us up and it helps bolster our faith as well. But then you look at the other side of David's life and you think, how can this guy who committed such horrible sins be a person after God's own heart? I mean, after all, you think of what David had done. Okay, yes, he led Israel as a king. Yes, he felled Goliath, the great enemy of Israel's army. But then look at the sins he committed. David started to fall into lust, and he built a harem for himself with many women, and he amassed great wealth and power, and these were things that were prohibited for the king of Israel. And then his worst sins, no doubt, the ones that are most famous, are when David committed adultery with Uriah's wife, and afraid of being caught, ended up plotting to take Uriah's wife, and he had Uriah put at the front lines of the army in the battles, and Uriah was killed. So David literally was a murderer by plotting this soldier's death. And we think about those things and say, hey, wait a minute, how can David be a man after God's own heart when he does such horrible things? Well, it's interesting, and that's always bothered me. How could David be so favored in God's eyes, yet be such a sinner? Well, the answer to that lies, I believe, in the fact that our faults and our sins do not prevent us from pleasing God. Now, that is, if we repent of our sins. We are not barred from God's grace. We are not kept from God's mercy and having a good relationship with Him because of the mistakes, and sometimes they're big mistakes, that we've made in life. David was by no means perfect, but he had a fire. He had a desire for God. And this is what is most important that we see about him. No doubt, once David started to amass wealth and power, it seems as though he started to get arrogant. I look at one particular passage that just makes me shudder when I think about David growing overconfident. In many of his Psalms, he talks about God and relying on God, but in 2 Samuel chapter 22, David starts, it really sounds like he's getting full of himself. In verse 21 of 2 Samuel 22, David says this after defeating Goliath: "The Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not done evil by turning from my God. All his laws are before me. I have not turned away from his decrees. I've been blameless before him and kept myself from sin. The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his sight." I just get like a little chill of apprehension and think, oh, David, you're taking it too far. You're now starting to compliment yourself and pat yourself on the back and to say, oh, I've done so well. Well, that's about the time that our arrogance starts puffing us up and our pride starts growing out of disproportion and we end up falling. And indeed, David did fall. But there is one more lesson about zeal and about being a person after God's own heart that David teaches us. And that is that David was very zealous also in repentance. He didn't just, when Nathan the prophet came to him and accused him, David didn't just say, oh yes, I guess I did something wrong. David wept bitterly and he fasted and he pleaded with God. He lamented and he put on the sackcloth and ashes and he realized that his whole life should be required. He was under God's death sentence for what he had done. David had to completely purge himself of his sin. He had to be completely remade, and he dedicated himself to that purpose. Psalm 51, sometime you need to look this up and see the intensity and the zeal involved in David's remorse over his sin, his pleading with God to restore him. I believe this is the thing that the Lord is looking for from us too when it comes to a relationship with Jesus Christ. We need to have passion and fervency. If we want to be a person after God's own heart, we need to look at the Lord Jesus not with indifference, but with zeal and fervency. We want to come to God, and even though we're sinful, we need to repent thoroughly and passionately. It's very interesting that Paul in Galatians chapter 4 says, it's fine to be zealous, provided the purpose is good. There are many things in this world which people get fired up about and excited, and they're really not that great of goals. But salvation in Jesus Christ and to be a person after God's own heart is one of the highest ideals. I ask that you commit yourself to being on fire for God, to be an enthusiast, to be a person who is sold out, committed to Jesus. Be zealous for the Lord our God.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader, entitled Armor. Pastor Schrader gives important insight on spiritual warfare and tells how a believer can be prepared to be a soldier using the gifts and strength of God. Ask for your free copy when you write to us at The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.